Free Talk Live. It's your show. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll talk to you about whatever you want. We go straight to your phone calls. That's the point of the show. George is on the air. TSA George, actually, from D.C. on the amp line. Hello, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's funny. The land down under, the Senate enacted law that I think Jim Bevka should push here with the downside of D.C. thing.
And what's that?
Well, basically, I guess with all these laws they passed are so ridiculous, some people in Canberra probably thought that the lawmakers were drunk. So they passed a law saying that you have to pass a sobriety test before you can go vote on the law.
Is this for everyone or just for the legislators?
All the lawmakers. Mm. If you're going to vote on the law, if you're a member of parliament, if you're going to vote on the law, you got to pass the breathalyzer.
So that way nobody can claim that they're a bunch of drunken sailors there in parliament anymore.
Pretty much, yeah. I thought, you know, that'd be great to have, you know, that passed around here, too.
It might be fun for a day, but I don't know that it would really amount to anything. I really like the idea of, them at least reading the legislation that they pass.
Which is, of course, what our friends over at DownsizedDC.org are looking at doing. It's an interesting story, George. Any other thoughts for us tonight? I guess he dropped. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We haven't had Jim on the show in a while. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, a great organization that is dedicated to helping open the channels of communication with these fools in Washington, D.C., these so-called representatives, and to allow people to get in touch with these guys via their web forms on their website. The Downsized D.C. system does it all automatically at DownsizedDC.org, and they're pushing the Read the Bills Act, which... it's a brilliant piece of legislation. Would essentially,
I mean, who besides a legislator, who can possibly disagree with the idea of our representatives actually reading their legislation?
Well, I don't consider them my representatives, but they consider themselves representatives, and they should absolutely read the legislation they're passing. But it's a worthy cause. I don't know if it'll ever get anywhere, but I still support Jim Beck and what he's doing at DownsizedDC.org. So go there and learn more about that. Hey, Mark, you know, we got a little bit of good news here tonight.
Tell us about the good news.
It's nice to have some good news. Of course, there's awful news in the way of the 21st century New Deal. We might talk about that here in a little bit. That's what they're calling it. That's frightening on its face. But the good news is from the Associated Press. It's a short story, and that is that a Montana judge has issued a ruling saying residents of the state have the right to doctor-assisted suicide.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
The ruling issued late Friday by State District Court Judge Dorothy McCarter makes Montana the third state in which doctor-assisted suicide is legal. I knew that there was
Didn't
Oregon.
Didn't they put Kevorkian in prison for like 10 years
they
for this?
They did.
I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that sick?
It is.
I mean, it's great that he didn't that he paved the way for people to be who are in suffering to be able to end their suffering. But
didn't they go after him because he finally pressed a button for somebody at one
he
point?
He assisted, as opposed to he set everything up and then they did it. Previously,
right.
They did it, and then
they were too weak to
him,
press the button or something.
They got
like
him
that?
For assisting.
The judge said Saturday she ruled in a lawsuit filed by a terminally ill Billings man, four physicians, and a nonprofit patients group, Compassion and Choices. McCarter's ruling holds that mentally competent, terminally ill Montanans have a right to obtain medications that can be self-administered to bring about a peaceful death if they find their suffering to be unbearable. The ruling also says physicians can prescribe such medication without fear of criminal prosecution. So... it's open season on doctor-assisted suicide in Montana,
that's
and I think
really
that is
poor choice
fantastic news. I think this is great news. The sad part is it's only 3 out of 50 states. So there's another 47 states wherein helping people who are terminally ill get some peace, finally, something that many of them have been waiting for a long time, but obviously they don't want to go out in a messy way or because that could result in mistakes and... you don't
bad
want to go
for,
out with
it's bad things for their loved ones.
Yeah, you want to go out in as dignified a manner as possible, and that's what the doctor-assisted suicide allows somebody who's in that situation to do. I don't know what the other state is. I always knew it was Oregon. Is it Washington as well? Is it Oregon, Washington, and Montana? What's the third state there? 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, what I want to know is, there must be people listening that think this is a bad idea. There must be somebody out there within the sound of my voice tonight who thinks that, oh my goodness, we can't allow people to take their own lives. That's against Jesus, or whatever the reason is. I can't really imagine what the reason might be. It must be some sort of religious thing, though, don't you think?
If I was going to go pointing fingers at religions, I would be less likely to point it at the evangelicals in this particular case, the fundies. I'd be more likely to point it at the Catholics in this one.
Okay.
They're really staunch on the right to life thing.
And like, we want to force you to have life even if you choose you don't want it.
You're going to have the baby. I don't care if it's rape. You know, you're going to live. Suicides go to hell. You know, the whole...
You're terminally ill. You're in pain every single day of your life. But Jesus says he wants, or the Pope tells us, that he thinks you should stay alive, or whatever. And, of course, the Pope has a direct line to God, right? Well, isn't that what they think?
The thing is with Catholics, there's so many of them that they run the gamut. I mean, there's people that are sort of ethnic Catholics that you know, have come from a long line of Catholics. And then there's people that usually converted into Catholicism that believe all of it to be true. And, you know, that's tough to imagine. They've got 2,000 years worth of dogma that's, you know...
It's hard to break out of.
Well, it doesn't fit together.
Well, I want to know if you're out there tonight, and if so, can you call in and let us know why you feel like people should be prevented from killing themselves? I mean, that is the status quo in 47 states, so clearly somebody thinks this is a good idea. 1-800-259-9231. I, on the other hand, believe that each individual should be free to choose what he or she wants to do with his or her own life, whether that means you want to inject something into your veins to get high, or whether it means you want to inject something in to kill yourself. You should absolutely have that freedom, and I don't think it should matter even if you're terminally ill. If you decide that you don't want to be here anymore, then you should be free to leave.
It's your body. I mean, what do you own in this world besides your body?
Apparently, you don't own your body in 47 states.
I guess the government does.
Well, and then there's the other fact that in the three states that you can probably kill yourself, odds are good you probably can't smoke marijuana in most of them. So you clearly don't own your own body.
I would be more interested in hearing from somebody who supported the 47 states, the right not to kill yourself, you know, the inability to kill yourself in those states. For non-religious reasons.
What could those possibly be?
I can't imagine. They have to be some kind of authoritarian junkie. I mean, just... Like,
we need you for taxes.
The government the government knows best. This is bad. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting, though.
This is a conversation that really... I don't know if it's ever really gone anywhere. Have we ever had anybody respond to this one, Mark? I mean, in the history of doing the show, it hasn't come up too often. Because it really hasn't been in the news since Kevorkian was put away. And wasn't he released recently? I think that's the last time we talked about it, was when he was released.
Right.
We talked about it then. And I don't think we've ever heard from it. At least if we've heard somebody who is against people being able to kill themselves, I don't recall what they had to say for themselves. So the phone lines are open for you, and I want to hear what your reasons are. Please, help me understand this, because it's the status quo, so obviously somebody out there listening is in favor of preventing people from removing their own lives. 1-800-259-9231. We go unscreened in the meantime to the amp line. Who's this?
Hey, it's me again. I got cut off. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, go ahead.
As far as suicide goes, hey, you know, that's just man telling God, you can't fire me, I quit. But the Australia thing, I thought that was kind of funny that they should enact that. But yeah, on the suicide thing, hey, if it's your own body, you want to kill yourself, go for it. I mean, the way I want to see, if you're going to be that useless to other people like that, or if you're just hurting, you know, that's another thing I really am for, because if you're suffering, what kind of person are you that you
I don't
want
understand.
To keep open up in this world?
I'm with you, and I think it's a great point, and I thank you, George, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, it was that Mother Teresa. She was into that suffering thing. At least that's what I understand from watching an episode of Penn & Teller's BS about her. She believed that people suffering, like, brought them closer to God or something like that. It was some sort of weird obsession that she had with suffering, as though there was some sort of positive thing about it. I don't get it. Can you explain it to me? 800-259-9231. How do you feel about assisted suicide?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can change virtually anything that you see there.
Most Americans continue to put on weight as they get a little older, and, you know, I think that that's just due to eating habits. Like, you put on a little bit of weight each year and you never take it off, and it just keeps on adding up. Well, I've hell is going for me, and I have a solution now. It's called Dex C20. I've been taking it for about 4 months, and I've been losing weight progressively. Not any record gains or anything like that, but that's not the intent. This isn't some kind of starvation diet. I haven't changed the way I eat. I haven't changed the way I exercise, which isn't much. And I haven't really done any of that. It's a Dex C20. I don't have the weird jitters that go with diet pills because I can't take stimulants. You should try it. It's worked for me. It's called Dex C20, and you can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or diet.freetalklive.com.
I want to know how you feel about assisted suicide tonight as Montana becomes the third state to legalize it. I say great news. People can finally make a choice for themselves that they weren't able to make before without facing some sort of legal consequences, provided they actually lived through the process. We're talking about the fact that a judge has ruled that it is now fully legal to have doctor-assisted suicide in the state of Montana. And my question was, and still is, if you are against assisted suicide, that is, if you believe that people should not be free to end their own lives, then can you explain why? 800-259-9231 to your phone calls. We go to Robin in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Robin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think it's great that that you guys are talking about this. I didn't know we'd gotten it, but it doesn't surprise me. Here in Montana here, we've all pretty much telling our government, you know what? Talk to the hand. We're pretty much sick of the criminal activities going on in our government. And I think they're starting to get the message. You know, we've got medical marijuana here. Now we have assisted suicides for those that are terminally ill.
Didn't you guys enact a top-end speed limit and do away with open container driving?
Yeah, I did. I think it was, a year and a half ago we finally got the open container law. It's funny you can speak about that. I'm sitting here tending my still right now, making some ethanol. So if I sound a little funny, it's only because every now and then you got to make sure it's still producing ethanol.
I understand.
But, you know, Montana's a great place to live, and it's getting better all the time.
Well, good to know, and I'm glad that there's some competition going on between Montana and New Hampshire to see who can get more freedom first. And I thank you for the call tonight, Robin.
I don't think it's competition.
Oh?
I think you and New Hampshire and Montana are finally waking up, and you know what? Screw you guys. You know, we're done playing the game.
I'm with you, man, but I prefer to call it a competition because it can be a friendly competition.
Let's compete.
I want to see if we can get there faster than you can. So ready, set, go.
Alrighty.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Doug listening to KUSA in Yakima, Washington. Hello, Doug.
Well, good evening, fellas. You sound like you have a good program going tonight.
What's on your mind tonight, Doug?
So, yeah, I'm on the other side of the ticket of the last guy. I'm against assisted suicide.
Why?
And I've got a couple of good reasons for it, I think. Even though the majority of folks must have been in favor of it here in Washington because they passed the law.
Okay, so it was Washington. So it's Oregon, Washington, and Montana, I believe.
Yeah, Washington passed it.
Got it.
Okay,
you're against
now,
it, though.
I am, and the main reason I am is a history of government intervention. I mean, what do we screw up more but those things that the government's involved in?
Absolutely. Anything that the government's involved in is a mess.
Right. Okay, now that's, to me, it's the tip of the iceberg, or it's the first shot across the bow. Now that we have suicide that's legal for our seniors, then we're going to have insurance considerations about is maintaining this person's life too expensive to the state? Or to the family, or the family's estate.
Now, wait a second. So then, there's a difference between insurance considerations and maintaining the life for the state.
Right now.
So you're talking about when there's one...
Give it 10 years.
When you're saying that there's one state insurance company, is that what you're... You're mixing insurance companies in the state here.
Well, no, I'll be more clear.
Okay.
Right now, the state will allow someone to use a prescription drug by their doctor to end their life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then in 22 and a half years, it'll be different. It'll have progressed and be modified and amended so that when a person's physical condition is a drain on the state financially, that at a certain dollar amount, they're going to say this person is not worth their lives. Their value isn't worth their expense.
He's saying it's a slippery slope. Okay. You're saying it's a slippery slope from here to where people are arbitrarily determining with triage basically who gets to live.
I concur with you on that, but to me that sounds like a government medicine problem and not a suicide problem. Like,
well, fellas, I speak from some background. I'm in the medical equipment business, and I deal with Medicare and Medicaid and others. All day long,
I wouldn't disagree with that. But what I'm saying is the problem is Medicare and Medicaid. It's not a problem of suicide. The problem is that Americans have allowed a socialist government to get its nasty little tentacles deep inside their medical establishment, and likely it will kill them. That's what governments do best.
Well, the thing is this, guys. You must have watched Google News recently. There's a kid who killed himself. On YouTube, he took an overdose of some medicine he had for depression and killed himself on screen, cameras on him and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't the first, but it was probably the most widely publicized. It was headline news for Google for a while. There's been no mystery nor shortage of methods to end one's life. All this has done is given the doctor now a chance to charge somebody, $200 to write the prescription for it.
Well, you'll be lucky if it goes $200.
What's wrong with somebody making money off of providing somebody with a service that they're looking to purchase? Look, I see where you're coming from, and I share your concern that, the state is involved in health care. I don't think the state should be involved in health care at all. But it almost sounds like you believed that for one moment, one could interpret what you said as you believed that the state should be keeping people alive. Do you agree with that, or how do you feel about that?
Well, that's a good question. The state does it now. The state keeps us alive now. I think that as we go into assisted suicide, then there will be a dollar amount where one's value...
You didn't answer my question. Do you feel as though the state should keep people alive?
Gosh, it's a tough one, you guys. I would say yeah. They need to keep them alive.
So you are in favor of state intervention in medicine then. So it's you are the one who's guilty of the slippery slope, my friend. By supporting any level of state involvement in medicine, you're the one that's letting that snowball roll down the hill.
You opened the door.
Yeah, so they're going to go wherever they want to go, and it's thanks to people like you who continue to put up with it.
Let me clarify, though. If a person wants to live and has no funding, the state is a source of last resort. Not that the state should keep them alive, but the state provides funds for a person to carry out their wishes.
I think that if a person wants to stick around, that the church, charities and churches should be the place of last
resort. Absolutely. Don't take money from me by force to keep people alive. I understand where you're coming from.
Just ask me for it.
Yeah, just ask nicely.
If you want the money, just ask me.
I don't mind contributing to charities, but I don't appreciate being extracted from at threat of violence. I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100 person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Are you against assisted suicide? That's the question on the table. Or are you against suicide, period? I'll go all the way and say that anybody should be able to take their own life anytime they want to. The 1-800-259-9231, you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and those features include the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website, available for your downloading convenience. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their archives. Ours are free, so enjoy. Been back for an entire year on us at freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go to PrivacyHarbor.com and get a free account today. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. Harbor.com.
All right, so the question still is, how do you feel about the idea of assisted suicide? In fact, I'll go all the way, as I said, and say that I believe that each individual owns his or herself and therefore can eliminate his or herself as he or she sees fit. And apparently Frank disagrees. He's emailed in to say that, yes, people should be prevented from killing themselves. Frank says it's about morals. It can be interpreted in a different way. If it's a terminal sickness and the man suffers and doesn't want to stand the pain, he should be able to choose. But if it's openly accepted, people might choose to die out of other reasons.
Hold on. So a person who's ill and has a terminal disease, he should be allowed to choose.
If he's suffering and has a terminal sickness.
Just so you know, we all have a terminal disease.
It's called life.
That terminal disease is life. And it will terminate. You will die.
That's not necessarily true. We might make it to robot bodies, Mark. We might be able to download our consciousness into the web or something like that.
If past performance is any indicator of future actions...
Odds are good, yes.
You will die. Now,
You can't
to be an optimist here.
That's
okay?
Fine. Be optimistic as optimistic as you'd like. I'm all for that. Good luck. However, no one's done it yet today.
No one's made it out
so
yet.
So we're operating.
Yeah.
We're operating under the paradigm that we all have a terminal disease, and that terminal disease is called life. Now,
I think Frank would argue you're playing semantics here, Mark.
I am not playing semantics. What are you talking about? You're gonna die. I mean, look, my grandmother had lung cancer, died of a different kind of cancer. So she, okay. I mean, it was the doctor said she was going to die of this. She died of that. It was something different.
Mm.
So, no, just because you have a terminal disease doesn't mean you're going to die from that.
Well, he's saying that you have to be suffering. So he's okay with you killing yourself if you're suffering.
Suffering is paradise.
It's what he believes suffering is. You
it's
might
on
say
a continuum.
Well, and obviously he's
I'm
picked a certain point.
Sitting in here looking at you.
Obviously he's picked a certain point at which he believes that it's too much suffering and then you can kill yourself. He says, but if it's openly accepted, this is Frank's email, people might choose to die for other reasons. I think it's whether you feel for other persons. If you're a social person and care for others, one shouldn't allow someone to drift in that direction. Hey, look, I'm not encouraging suicide. I don't think that people should just go and off themselves. I think life is worth living, and I think that if we had somebody on the phone who was suicidal, I would do everything I could to talk them into staying alive.
Yeah, this is just no. Don't even pay any attention to what he said there. He's just making an attack. He's saying if you were a good person, you'd believe like me. And I say, Frank, if you were a good person, you'd believe like me.
Well, I will point out this is one of our newer amplifiers on the show.
Just let you know.
Look, he says, I wouldn't want to die and never thought about it, but imagine someone decides to kill himself because his girlfriend left him or he failed an important test or something and society would openly allow and support this. That would just be horrible. From Frank in Germany.
I agree that it's not great that people would want to kill themselves.
I'm not saying you should throw a party if someone kills themselves.
But you have to have that option.
I think you do have the option. It's just that if you fail, then you'll be arrested for it. And you're charged with a crime.
They lock doctors up. I mean, they locked up Dr. Kevorkian for this.
For like a decade or something.
Yeah. I mean, that guy went to prison for 10 years so that you would have the right to end your own suffering. Does that not mean anything?
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Richard is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, I wanted to just say something about how earlier y'all were talking about how you can't really point the finger at the evangelicals, but more towards the Catholic.
Yeah, on the suicide issue. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I was just going to, you know, like stand up for Christians in general. As a Christian, your body is bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you really... It's not your body. You know, it belongs to God.
Really?
And, I mean, that's the Christian faith, yes.
What about the free choice thing? Didn't the God give free choice in the Christian religion?
God gave you free will.
Free will, that's what it is.
You can do whatever you want to do, but Bible teaches you that, you know, if you're going to live for yourself, then you're going to lose your life. But whoever is willing to give up their life for God... you will have eternal life. So, I mean, if you're living for yourself and... I mean, that
so
body,
if you choose
so are you
freely,
saying that if I have fun at all, I mean, that I'm going to go to hell?
No, I'm not saying you can live for yourself for like a little bit. People make mistakes. I mean, and they're called sin. You know, when you live for yourself, I want to... get drunk or whatever, do drugs.
That's why you can go to church and you have the sins abolished, right? You say, if I'm sorry, and Jesus wipes them all away.
I got it. Hold on. I think whatever your version of Christianity is great, and I'm glad it works for you. But standing up for Christians and then coming on and talking about what, you know, Jesus, this and that and the other thing, it just doesn't meld because there's so many different kinds of Christians out there. I mean, do you know what a Nuestrian Christian is?
have no idea.
Right. It's because you decided to believe in Jesus before you went and researched the Christian religion. And, you know, I think that people jump into Christianity more from an emotional standpoint than they do from a logical standpoint. They don't research it before they go in.
No, mom and dad were.
A lot of them, you know, they stand in the pews, something comes over them and they start shaking their hand and they walk down and they go, the preacher, you know, swears them in. Maybe not the best way to join a club. Like, maybe you should know how the club works and what the rules are, what the club's been doing. I'm just saying. one preacher telling you yes or no, it's a good idea for assisted suicide, he's just one guy. He doesn't know what Jesus has to say on this subject.
Richard, your thoughts? Are you there?
My thoughts on what Jesus has to say on this subject?
Yeah.
I mean, I still stand firm that, you know, Christ bought our body. And once you ask him to come into your heart, your body then becomes a temple of God. And
so you don't own yourself. So what you're saying is, let me see if I'm getting you straight here. You're saying that once you accept Jesus, you don't actually own yourself anymore? Is that the idea?
You're living for God. Of course, you still make mistakes because you're not Jesus. You're not perfect. You're still going to make mistakes.
So what happens if you kill yourself at that point? What if you're living for God and then you come down with some sort of terminal disease and you're so in so much pain you just decide to end your life? Then do you go to an evil, tormenting eternity?
I wouldn't think so.
No?
Because it's a sin that you ask Jesus to come in your heart. He's living inside of you. If you make a mistake, you commit a sin of taking your life. It's a sin, and if you're really living for God, I mean, your sins are forgiven if you're really living for God.
Richard, let's say for a second you're one of the legislators out there, or maybe this comes up on a referendum. You're in Florida, is that right?
Texas.
Texas. Let's say it comes up on a referendum. You get to vote one way or the other on this. Would you go vote on this issue?
I wouldn't. I don't vote.
You don't vote, period? You have never voted?
No.
Would you want a legislator that represents you to vote on this?
Where are you going with this, Mark?
I wouldn't. Sure.
What's that?
He said yes.
Okay, well, Jesus wouldn't. You understand?
Oh, really?
That Jesus said he is without sin, cast the first stone. And that's what these legislators are doing. They're throwing people in prison for, you know, doing this kind of stuff. Dr. Kevorkian went to prison for this. Jesus came to stand against the Pharisees, and that's people with religious rules, and that's folks that would put their rules on others.
More on the way. Thanks for the call, Richard. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That, again, is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give away the features on the website, well, then we ask for your voluntary support by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It's only something we ask you to do on a once-a-month basis. This, of course, the beginning of December. It's time for your vote. If you haven't done it yet this month, we need your help. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if you are a radio listener or a podcast listener or however it is you're getting this show. If you've got access to a computer terminal, it's connected to the internet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. And all you need is your email address. It's only used for verification purposes. Make sure you're a real-life human being, not some sort of robot program trying to scan the system. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us because it helps us stay at the top of the Podcast Alley top 10 charts, which means more new people discovering this program and hopefully discovering the message of freedom. So vote.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about an issue that really strikes to the core of personal freedom, and that is assisted suicide. Of course, I think that anybody that wants to commit suicide should be able to. Not that I think they should. Let me make it clear here. I'm not saying I endorse people committing suicide. Look, if your girlfriend broke up with you, I understand life might feel really rough at that moment, but it's going to get better. In fact, life tends to get better all of the time. I mean, it's the best time to be alive right now. It's the best time to be alive in the history of mankind. So why would you want to take your life out of it? If you've got a terminal disease and you're in pain constantly, I get you. I understand. But if you just had a tough time in your life, you can pull through that. You can move on. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm endorsing suicide here, but I think that if it's your body, it's your choice, it's your freedom. Or at least that's the way things should be. Toll-free number for you, for your thoughts, is 800-259-9231. As we go to John on the line in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, great topic.
Thank you.
You know, here's my thoughts on it. Like, I'm Catholic, right?
Okay.
And Catholics committing suicide is a mortal sin.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay, fair enough.
It's the big one.
Yeah, it's up there, yeah.
Well, Catholics don't believe that they go to heaven after committing suicide. Is that correct?
I guess. I'm not one of
these
really good Catholics.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, I'm just
even
saying
better.
That. Okay. But basically where I was going to go with this is just because I believe that doesn't mean that I have to put that, my belief, on with you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And
it's
that's
your choice for your life, but you would not impose your belief system on others who might choose differently. That's what you're saying?
Correct. Absolutely. See, because I've seen situations, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, doctors used to help people kind of slide on over, if you will, who were
sure.
terminal, and they'd give them a little extra morphine, and the person would pass on peacefully. Or whatever, but
right.
usually morphine, because it suppresses the respiratory system. And doctors would do it, and it wasn't anything that was talked about or discussed. It was just kind of the way it was, because you didn't want people to suffer.
It makes sense.
But now with
right.
The lawsuits
now,
and wrongful death and malpractice suits and the drug laws that make tracking these drugs.
It's even more basic than that. The medical practitioners, medical profession, have come up with the ability to increase the quantity of life in certain cases, but not the quality. I mean, they can keep you alive, but what kind of life do you have?
It's not one I would want to live, laying in some sort of hospital bed, completely unable to get up.
And that's why, like, I have a living will that if I find myself in that situation, three doctors say, nope, pull the plug. I'm out of here.
Yeah,
and
today we have that decision, but, I mean, there's 47 states here and many people that are against your ability to make the decision to end your life. I mean, don't you think there's the next step is sort of saying, well, if medicine can keep him alive, he shouldn't be allowed to die?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying that there's somebody out there that wants to take away your right to do that.
Well, I mean, there's somebody who wants to take away our right to even, like, you know, breathe or taxes for it.
Yep.
Well, they've already taken that away in 47 states, Mark, isn't it?
I'm just saying that there's somebody out. I'm not presenting them with any question. I'm just saying that there's someone out there that's doing that.
See, I think that you should have the right to say, under certain conditions, enough's enough. It's my time to go.
As far as I'm concerned,
I agree.
You're a good man, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue here. A religious person who does not want to force his or her own viewpoint on another individual, good guy in my book. Let's continue and talk to Dave in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
Hey, good news from Montana tonight, huh? Legalized assisted suicide.
Yeah, I'm surprised the medical society allows it, man. They make a lot of money in them last days. But Jesus
says... Some people want to do the right thing.
Jesus says, love God and love your neighbor. And if your neighbor is hurting and he says, hey, I want to go, I think love answers the question.
So you think Jesus would actually do the assisting of the suicide?
Well, if you're sitting there getting eaten up with cancer and it's eating through your skin and you're in pain and the morphine don't work no more, what are you going to do there and say, oh, I'm sorry, you got to, no, love says.
Yep. Grin and bear it.
Right.
Here's
hey, how about,
fight
how about suspended animation, man? How about if you just want to go out for about 4 years and then come back, you know?
Hey, I'd be all for that. It sounds like fun.
They could, do the coma thing on you for like 4 years.
Put me on ice. Thanks, Dave, for the call. As always, let's go to our brand newest affiliate. I hadn't had a chance to say hello yet tonight. I wanted to do so, and it's definitely they are on board. 92.7 KBYO in the Monroe, Louisiana area. We go to Danny, listening to KBYO. Hello, Danny. Oh, by the way, I should mention that's 92.7 FM. They're on board for all six nights with the show, so welcome aboard to our new Louisiana listeners. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I was calling. I'm a born-again Christian.
Okay.
45 years old. I just lost my father not too long ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He had been in the hospital. His quality of life had diminished. he coded unexpectedly, and they put him on a respirator. And we called the family in, and we took him off the respirator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Bible scholar, but I've heard a lot of fellow Christians make remarks that they thought that a suicide was an automatic ticket to hell. And I just want to tell you, I don't believe that. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that if you believe on Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and that he died and was risen for your sins, that you are saved.
You know, I totally agree with you on this one. The idea that people would go and put words in Jesus' mouth, and, you know, obviously the Gospels have the stuff. They have it all written in red there. Let's assume that's what Jesus had to say. You know, the idea that they would add things to this and say that people automatically go to hell because they committed suicide because they didn't have a chance to ask for forgiveness or whatever. I mean, I suppose it makes some kind of weird logic, but you don't get to say. You don't decide, you know, people here on earth, they don't get to decide who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. God does. He's the only one. And for people to say, you know, that guy's going to, it's wrong. You shouldn't do that to people.
Well, Danny, you said.
I agree, Danny.
Thank you for any thoughts. Go ahead.
I can tell you that no matter, we can debate the Bible from now and everybody will until eternity, but our past to heaven is through Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you for the call. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that part, but I definitely agree that you support other people being able to choose for themselves, and I'm on board with you there. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's get John in here in Connecticut. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Ian?
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Actually, a lot of things. I'm actually calling. I have a person I've been, I guess you can say, blogging with, who is a very, big fan of yours.
Okay.
And he's been asking me, telling me to call in here.
So here you are. What do you want to call me?
Here I am. Actually, I'm a little nervous, so now.
Well, all right, take a break. We're going to come back to you then. You take a break, get a glass of water, take a deep breath, make a few notes, and we'll come back with John here at the top of the next hour. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. Looks like Obama has unveiled what he's calling the 21st Century New Deal. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.